All right, update on the injuries. Still did not participate were Demaryius Thomas, Julius Thomas, and Eddie Royal. Limited participation were Marcus Thomas, Champ Bailey, Elvis Dumerville. Full participation was DJ Williams, no Sean Marino.
For a guy like Marcus, who hasn't really practiced since August, and he even had kind of some limited because he signed late, how long does it take for him to get back into football?
It's a little bit like injuries. You know, everybody's different. You know, some people come back faster, you know, than others. So, you know, we'll be day-to-day with Marcus just like we are on all those guys that haven't been with us for a while.
Joe, you talk a little bit about experiences you've had playing in Green Bay and maybe the whole aura of Lambeau Field.
Well, I think, you know, it's got tremendous aura. You know, we won the last time I was there in a snowstorm. So those are my recent memories. But they're a very good Packer team, and we'll have our work cut out for us, no doubt.
Is something special about being in Lambeau Field more so than any other place?
Well, I can remember the Ice Bowl game and Bart Starr, you know, doing the quarterback sneak. So I'm aging or dating myself some, but I remember watching that. It's one of my first recollections of organized sport on television. And so it'll always hold a special place for me.
I know some of those guys are limited, but I think this is the first time you've had all of your defensive players, at least on the field, at the same time for quite a while. What was that like? Does it just, as a coach, look better, I guess, to see all those bodies?
Yeah, I think, you know, like everything else, you know, you feel a little more comfortable in the fight when you have all your troops with you. So I think, you know, they were a welcome addition for sure.
You talk a little bit about, I mean, DJ's been out for a long time, but Wesley has stepped in there and obviously led the team in tackles. Has he earned himself a role moving forward, whether it's starting or not? I mean, just by his play the first three games replacing DJ?
Yeah, I think, you know, we called upon him. Called upon him when we picked him on the 53-man roster, and he has stepped in and done a terrific job, and you know, he's helped our football team at least get to one victory. So you know, anytime you're a backup and you get that opportunity, you know, guys want to play, and I'm sure he made the most of that opportunity.
John, you've looked at offenses a lot
. Well, they're good. You know, I think they've got good balance. You know, they've run the ball efficiently. You know, they're in the top 10, and overall they're in the top 10. And, you know, in passing yards, they're up there. So they have good balance. I've known Mike McCarthy for some time, even when he was an offensive coordinator, competed against him. You know, so he's a very good coach, and they've got good balance and good production in their offense.
What's your opinion of Aaron Rodgers, and did you think he'd be this good coming out of camp?
Yeah, I think, you know, of course, like everybody, hindsight's 20/20. You know, but he took a while to develop. You know, he sat behind a Hall of Fame player, you know, and Brett Favre, and, you know, learned and developed, and, you know, he's taken that and run with it.
Do you understand any given Sunday if you guys tremendous underdogs by NFL standards in this game? Your message to your team, if any, about that and going into play that, a great team like that?
Yeah, we were underdogs last week, you know, and we had our opportunities, and, you know, we just look at one opportunity at a time, and this week we have another opportunity. So, you know, we'll just prepare the best we can, try to improve as a football team, and, you know, I've seen improvement in the first 3 weeks, and we need to make that leap again this week.
Is it as tough a test as any team can have trying to beat the Packers in Green Bay these days?
They're all tough. You know, I mean, I'm not slighting that obstacle, but, you know, there's no cupcakes in this league for sure.
John, there's some holes in that secondary now with McCollum's out. Do you notice that and look to exploit that deep secondary?
You know, we're going to try to do everything we can and create the matchups we want. I'm not going to get into details of those, but, you know, we'll have a game plan both, you know, in all three phases. And, you know, typically of most NFL Sundays, it'll be who executes the best.
Do you think having an extra week, you said DJ was an emergency guy last week, having the extra week will prove beneficial moving forward, and kind of what she was talking about, getting the win back and being in the...
Well, yeah, I mean, you'd have to ask them that, but, you know, we suited them up, put them through pregame, they went on the trip. You know, again, that's part of the process of playing an NFL game, and, you know, all that preparation stuff is important, you know, moving forward, as well as the conditioning actually on game day, and, you know, we'll continue with that this week.